Greetings, this is Stephen Merritt, and I apparently on WGXC Accra, which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
Here at WGXC on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month, 11 a.m. till noon. We're playing an eclectic mix of music from the American Songbook, old standards sung by young artists, as well as the jazz greats, plus an occasional sprinkling of the unexpected. Leave your worries at the door and come on into the Hudson Cafe. I've got your table waiting.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I am Fahim. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Ashuda, and I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
Woo. And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate, but mostly love.
Mostly books we love.
And other youth media things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just read books, but we do like books an awful lot.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the main point of our show. We also like to share poems on the show. And we have one that Fahim's going to share. It's a nice end of summer. It's a summer haibun.
Yes.
Which was a form of poetry that I was not familiar with until I saw this poem. Had you heard of a Hibune before? I'm not even 100% sure I'm saying that right, but I think it's a Hibune. It's like a haiku, but it is prose mixed with a haiku.
Well, the poem's name is Summer Hibune. It's by Amy Nezumatate. Okay, who?
It's a long name. Nezuka Matate.
Yes. So I'm going to read it. To everything, there is a season of parrots. Instead of feathers, we search the sky for meteors on our last night. Salamanders use the stars to find their way home. Who knew they could see that far? Fix the tiny beads of their eyes on distant arrangements of lights, so as to return to wet and wild nests. Our heads tilt up and up, and we are careful to never look at each other. You were born on a day of peaches splitting from so much rain, and the slick smell of fresh tar and asphalt pushed over a cracked parking lot. You were strong enough, even as a baby, to clutch a fistful of thistle, and the sun himself was proud to light up your teeth when they first swelled and pushed up from your gums. And this is how I will always remember you when we are covered up again, by the pale amica flakes on your shoulders, some thrown there from your own smile, some from my own teeth. There are not enough gem jars to can this summer sky at night. I want to spread those little meteors on a hunk of still warm bread this winter. Any trace left on the knife will make a kitchen sink like that evening air. The cool night before star showers. So sticky, so warm, so full of light. Yeah. That's the poem.
So lovely.
Yeah.
I like the idea of canning up the sky, like the night sky, summer night sky. Like if you could preserve that.
Yeah.
Like you do peaches or other things. You know how people always like can up
what
the summer
is
goods.
What's the difference between a preserve and a jam or a jelly? It's the question.
Well, I guess a jam and a jelly, is that in a way a kind of preserve?
Well, then you'd have to like figure out, is a jam or a jelly a different thing, depending on what it is?
Does one have to involve gelatin? Like, would a jelly require gelatin?
I have no idea.
And maybe a jam just needs pectin? Isn't that what you use to make jam?
Maybe.
I don't know. Question I haven't made jam day. In a very long time.
Question of the day to ponder, everyone.
And how do you preserve the summer night sky? I don't know.
Well, every year, when our county fair rolls around, I make sure that I stay until night and I go on the Ferris wheel and I get a big picture of all the glowy rides at night.
Oh, that's cool.
So every year I do that.
I used to go out and look at the stars a lot when I was a teenager. In the summer, we would just like lay out either on the lawn or we'd go to like a hill somewhere in town and just like lie out and stare at the stars. That was really fun. I don't do that enough now. Do you all ever just stargaze?
No.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's especially clear at night. Yeah. And I'll look up at them, like, but I don't really stargaze.
Yeah. We used to make up our own constellations.
That's fun.
One of my friends still remembers like all of them that we made up. I only remember one. It was called the Lounging Slug. It's an excellent constellation. Anyways, that's a Summer Hibune by Amy Nezuka Matatil. Cool. Thanks, Fahim.
No problem.
Yeah. So who wants to talk about a book or a movie or a show? Who wants to get us started?
I can start talking about the book I'm reading right now.
Sure.
I'm reading a book from this past book fair that I got. It's called If You Don't Have Anything Nice to Say by Leela Sales. And there is a little thing here on the cover that says, a novel from the author of This Song Will Save Your Life. So if anyone knows anything about that story. I've never read that one. This is the first time I've been hearing of her with this book. And this book is about a young girl named Winter Halperin, who is a former spelling bee champion and has a very good future ahead of her, but then she makes a comment online that a lot of people misinterpret as offensive, and she has to deal with the aftermath of it. And so far I'm on page 127 of this book, which is 323 pages long. It's pretty good. It's nice to read something else after all the book battle books and trying to get through We Are the Ants for a very long time.
Yeah. So is the character pretty likable, even though they said something perhaps insensitive?
Yeah, actually. She's an all right person, even though everyone else has labeled her as this awful person. She's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read enough to judge anything else yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard because, like, it's easier to speak in person rather than writing online, because in online you don't see facial expression or...
You can't read the tone of something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to misjudge online than face-to-face.
I also don't know specifically what the character says, but I feel like sometimes people say things that are insensitive... that they either don't mean to be or they don't realize is insensitive.
Yeah.
Like it's either miscommunicated or it's just, you know, they made a mistake. They didn't realize. And I feel like the main thing is, can you own it and, you know,
forgive.
Learn from it and, you know, make it right. So everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds interesting. I like a good realistic fiction contemporary read now and again.
Yeah.
So I read a lot of kind of bigger adventure, mystery, fantasy stuff. That's nice to have something kind of every day. That's good so far?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Cool. Awesome. I could talk about a movie I saw recently that is also based... It's based on a book that is a contemporary realistic fiction book.
Yeah.
So I just watched... the movie To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is a Netflix movie. So for those listening out there, if you don't have Netflix, maybe you have a friend that does, and hopefully it'll eventually be on video. Mm-hmm. But it's based on a book by Jenny Han, by the same title, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, and it's about a young woman named Laura Jean, who is an avid reader and writer. And one of the creative writing things that she does is that she has written love letters to five young men that she has loved at some point in her life, going back to, like, summer camp when she was little, fifth grade, seventh grade, and up until more recent. And she has no intention of sending them. She keeps them in a box. And one day the letters get out. And so it's about how she deals with that. There's one of the boys that she had written the letter to had eventually become her sister's boyfriend.
Oh, no.
So she doesn't want him to think that she's in love with him because she can't do that to her sister. Her sister and him are broken up at this point, but, you know, it's still a connection there.
Would you say the movie is faithful and a good adaptation of the book?
I don't know because I haven't read the book.
Oh, you haven't?
I saw the movie and I was like, oh, I probably should have read this book. But I don't know that I would have liked the movie as much had I known how it was going to turn out. But so one of the boys has just recently broken up with her sort of ex-friend, her friend from middle school, who she's kind of like enemies with. And she ends up making a pact with him to have a fake relationship. So with the idea that he wants to make his ex-girlfriend jealous so that she'll take him back, and she wants to make sure that the other boy doesn't think she's in love with him, the sister's ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
So they form this fake relationship. And it's sort of following them along on their fake romance. That's really sweet. It was a really fun movie. It was very high school.
Yeah. There are some movies that you can just describe as very high school.
Yeah, it was very high school in a good way. I don't know. But it was fun. Yeah. Did you want to talk about your movie?
Yeah. I recently watched Pitch Perfect 2. They made Pitch Perfect 3 in 2017 that I haven't watched it yet. But Pitch Perfect 2, like, talks about, like, college girls that likes to sing. The college is, like, it's a fictitious college, Burden University, and they're considered the Bellas. Mm-hmm. Like, they...
That's their a cappella group.
Yeah. And so they perform, and they got a chance to perform worldwide. And so when they were performing, in the president's birthday. And so they made a mistake. And then so, like, their program director, I think they are, like, kind of just say that they're not good enough for the group, and so they should stop and, like, doing performing bellas, and they're not good enough to perform in worldwide, like, where there are other country people performing, and then the judges get to decide who's the winner. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then so they had to face a lot of shameful, and then it was all over the news and everything. And then so, I mean, it feels like they gave him, like, strength to perform again. So, and then another actor, Hailee Steinfeld, I think her name is, she auditions for it, and then they prepare a song, which is Fleshlight by the singer, I forgot her name. The singer, and they perform as their final performance, and then they win the people's heart again. So it just shows that, I mean, if you can try, you can accomplish.
Yeah. Cool. It's that final performance, but there's a third movie.
Yeah.
I've actually never seen any of the Pitch Perfect movies.
I've seen the first two.
Which is something that annoys the rest of my dance team and theater team greatly. I'm kind of the odd one out. I've never seen Mean Girls either, which is, like, a constant with all my friends. Like, but I've never seen that. And that's a musical now, too, so
now
my friends are like, you have to see that now, too. Even my dance teacher is like, someone needs to show me this movie.
Make it happen. Have you seen any of these, Fahim?
We're not alone.
I've seen the first two Pitch Perfects. I haven't watched the third yet.
Do you like it?
For some reason, the preview for the third one didn't make me really want to watch it, so I'm not sure if I will, but maybe someday if it happens upon me. You know, sometimes you're, like, on an airplane or something, and there's no movies that you want to watch, so you watch a random one. But I liked the first two. I thought they were fun.
Yeah.
The cast is funny and fun. I like a good team competition movie. Yeah.
I just remembered, I think it was Jesse J who sung, like, the singer of Fleshlight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Speaking of movies, I'm doing this Facebook challenge where, like, for 10 days you have to post a screenshot from a favorite movie of yours with no context, no explanation. And I don't know if the goal is to have other people guess what your movie is, that's what my parents have been trying to do, or if it's, like, to make it obvious. I'm going for the mode of guess what this is. This is really obscure screenshot from this movie. But that's what I've been doing for the past few days. So I was wondering if any of you have a top 10 movies that you would use if you had to do that challenge.
That's hard. I know my top one is Modern Times by Charlie Chaplin. I love that movie. I've seen it. I don't even know how many times. I used to put it on in the background and just listen to it when I was in high school while I was doing my homework, because it's a silent movie, so you can just listen to the music, and then every once in a while you can look up and watch a scene. And but it's a really amazing movie. It's really funny. I accidentally referenced it, or had it referenced to me, a few times in the past week, which is funny.
One of my favorite movies is The Secret of the Kells, and I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that. You've heard of that movie? I know it's, like, based in mythology and stuff, and has, like, actual, like, religious meaning to, I think, wherever it's from. I don't know a lot about it, because never researched it, but I know the Book of Kells is a real thing, and one of my dad's coworkers actually recently took a vacation to wherever it is and saw the book, and you can look at the pages and stuff, and I really want to do that.
What is this one?
That one? Really want to do that.
What is this one?
That one? That's My friend commented a line from a song from a Corpse Bride, and I was like, you're real close, but not quite.
Is that The Beast?
Yeah, Beauty, and, Beauty the Beast. And the Beast.
There was one that was Sparkly Lights that I didn't know what
that
was.
Oh, that's The Purge.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. And there's no plans.
There's a really weird, it's not the newest one, there's a really weird scene in the second to last one that came out that where these girls like cover a car in Christmas lights and drive it around.
I remember
and
that
it's one of my favorite scenes for some reason because I just think it's so ridiculous. Like, you took all that time to cover that car. Then later they bring a second car with Christmas lights and I'm like, you took all that time to cover a second car. It's hard enough to put Christmas lights where they belong, on your house.
Let alone on your car. What about you, Mashuda and Fahim? Do you have any favorite movies?
Do you like vampires and mythology creatures?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. The movie Twilight Vampire. I mean, I don't know if
Twilight's all right. I like to make fun of it a bit with my friends.
Or did you, The Quiet Place?
Yes, I've seen that. Okay. That one was pretty good. Pick up the nail.
Then there's some from like my childhood that I have like a soft spot for, but I don't know if they'd be my favorite movie, like Neverending Story.
I've never seen
when
it.
As a kid, I watched that a lot.
I know there's a scene where a horse dies, and so I don't.
Yeah,
I
it's
can't.
Devastating.
Yeah.
Or Careful What You Wish For. Did you watch that movie? Careful.
You
what
mean
you
wish upon?
No.
Is it a horror movie?
No, there was a movie by Nick Jonas, I think, Careful What You Wish For.
Oh my gosh, is that a Disney movie?
No.
I think wait, no?
No.
It's like, I remember being little and being able to stay up late for Disney original movies, and it was like maybe 9, but it was late to my small 12-year-old mind, and I was like, this is cool. Movies like Pixel Perfect and stuff like that, where a guy like makes a holographic singer for his girlfriend, because his girlfriend is good at singing, but their band needs a singer, so he makes a girl, and it's really weird because she can't go out into the rain. And I remember this movie so vividly. It's so weird. I remember like fractions of this movie, and the girl's consciousness ends up getting transferred into his girlfriend. The girlfriend is like, I just want to feel the rain because I can never feel the rain. And then something happens and the movie ends. I can never. Because the hologram can't touch water. It's so weird. I can't remember anything else about that movie other than the rain.
Do you have any favorites, Fahim?
I like The Gods of Egypt.
Oh, okay. Mm. I haven't seen that.
Have you seen The Mummy?
Is that a Disney movie?
No, it's not. No? It's basically like a realistic mythology thing. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, Careful What You Wish For. It's about, like, basically the title, like, he wished a lot of things, he bargained a lot, and then so now he has to face the consequences.
I
so
remember.
Like, careful what you sorry
oh sorry I didn't mean to cut you off. I stopped because I realized you weren't done. I remember the movie 16 Wishes, about that girl who like turns 16 and then gets 16 birthday wishes, but they don't like come out the way she expects them to.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to look like that when I'm 16. I'm 16. I still don't look any older. Thanks a lot. Debbie Ryan, thank you.
I watched all of the movies about the mummy.
Really? Did you see the newer one, too?
Yeah.
There was like a reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of the reboot? I haven't seen any of them, so. But I feel like there's been mixed reviews about which are better, the originals or the reboot.
The reboot was terrible.
It was terrible.
What movie was this?
The Mummy series.
Uh-huh. The Mummy series.
The Mummy? Oh, yeah.
My favorite one is The Dragon Emperor. Rise of the Dragon Emperor.
Cool.
There was an animated movie called Prince of Egypt.
That's what I think I was thinking. Gods of Egypt.
Yeah.
Was.
Oh. I was, I don't know how old I was, but my church had a lock-in, which was basically a sleepover. Mm-hmm. They called it a lock-in. It was a sleepover.
They lock you in.
It was
you
a sleepover in our church's basement. It wasn't as exciting as they thought it was. But they put on the movie Prince of Egypt, which now that I'm older, I watch, and I think, I remember why this movie scared me when I was little. This movie is kind of terrifying in some parts. Mm-hmm. I remember being little and freaking out during the Plagues of Egypt part. I'm just like, what is this? That many crickets don't need to be there. They're not crickets, they're locusts. Wow. There's a difference, I think.
Definitely.
Can I tell you guys about the Gods of Egypt?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know how the mythology states that Set and his brother Osiris had a big fight, and then things went around, and then Osiris's son Horos takes over, but not really. God, I'm kind of spoiling it, but
spoiling alert.
Yeah, and then like a lot of bad things happen. Yeah, basically whatever the old mythologies.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I know you all are going back to school soon.
Yeah.
I know Amelia's reading this Layla Sales book. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering for the two of you, and maybe also for Amelia, are there any books on your to-read list that you're hoping to get to before school is back? Like, what's...
For me, Vampire Academy.
Mm-hmm. Have you read any of them yet, or you're going to start?
No, I'm going to start it, yeah.
Cool. I haven't read those, but I know they were very popular. What about you, Fahim?
I do not have any books yet.
Mm-hmm. Nothing stored up?
I don't know. I have a lot of stuff to do before summer, so I don't know if I have
before school?
Any. Before, yeah. I'm trying to turn back time, but I can't. But I don't really have any specific books. I want to read Splendors and Glooms, but my dad wasn't finished with that.
Dad.
Father.
Did any of you have assigned reading over the summer, or did you? You
just
free?
A textbook.
Just yeah, a textbook?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Someone's assigning you a textbook over the summer?
It's a social studies teacher, so I can tell you all about U.S. history. But I did not have any assigned reading for ELA this year, which I'm glad, because the Maya Angelou book I had to read last year was not my favorite. And I feel weird saying that, because it's an autobiography. But
you didn't have to like every book.
It just wasn't good. I didn't like it. And, like, I mean, I wouldn't feel as bad if it was just an autobiography talking about life, but it, like, talked about, like, hurt some, like, actually traumatizing experiences, and I'm just in here, like, I don't know what's happening. Where's this taking place? Who are you with now?
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're gonna hand it off to the afternoon show in just a minute, but we hope everyone has a really great week and reads lots of good books, and we'll be back next Monday, assuming you all are here.
Yeah.
It's a holiday, but I'm here. I'll be here if you're here.
I might be here.
We'll maybe be here. And maybe not. But something will be on the radio.
Yeah.
You listeners won't be disappointed.
Don't worry.
But yeah, have a good week. Happy reading. And
bye.
Tune in again
bye.
Next week.
तारा रंगीला तारा रंग भेद जुए तारी वाह।